With everything you have on your plate, earning your degree online seems impossible. But at Grand Canyon University, we specialize in helping you fit a master's degree in business into your busy day. Your graduation team, led by your own GCU counselor, provides you with the personal support you need to succeed. Achieve your goals with a plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.
I just saw a story a few minutes ago about Larry King. Brett, you may want to check the Verve pool.
He's suing somebody, right?
You can sue anybody you want. He is out there as somebody who's getting sued, who's being accused, rather, of sexual harassment charges.
Right, but he's suing the groping stuff. He's suing the son, or he's suing somebody for that article saying they're full of shit.
Really?
Yeah, for...
So we're not going to know if it's truth yet.
Correct.
If he reverse sues, yeah. I guess you could say.
You know who else got popped?
Hold on. The story is that, and this woman at the time, and even now, still a very good-looking woman, he was taking pictures and somehow slid his fingers in her butt crack. This is a new one.
Is that wrong?
When's the last time we heard of this?
You're not supposed to do that?
She said, I guess not, Eddie Fisher's ex-wife. His fingers went into the crack of my ass, she says. Ex-wife of crooner Eddie Fisher. Claiming that he got 3 or 4 fingers down into her butt crack. Now, think about that.
When?
This happened in 2005 at a baseball awards ceremony in Los Angeles.
It shouldn't be allowed to come
up. Two separate occasions, actually.
It should not be allowed to come up now. It shouldn't be.
Because
now you're just jumping on the bandwagon.
She said when Taylor Swift testified and took the DJ who groped her to court and won, it started a movement.
What do you think most of these stories are? All these stories are years and years old.
Exactly. So she says, crack of the butt, which is kind of funny in one way if it's like your wife or something like that. It's kind of funny. For one of those.
Pencil. Did you ever put a pen in there or a pencil?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But Susan's doing the dishes by the sink sometimes. Right. It'll be like... You know, the yoga pants are right there, and you know the crack right behind her.
Right.
And I'll just take, like, a chopstick and go...
chopstick.
Well, I'm bringing over the chopstick from sushi or something. I won't use the end that it's dirty. I'll use the other end and go, zip, zip. She's like, yo! All right, and she's all stuck because she's got her hands in the sink water.
Next thing you know, she's got a splinter in her ass crack. Good job, Trotch.
So, but Larry King doing this while taking a picture to someone else's wife, not really the preferred method. And then the second time in 2006, he groped her butt so hard it left a bruise.
Okay.
So that's kind of a serious
claim. So what is she doing? Is she suing him? How are you going to prove it?
This is part of the problem. When it's just words.
Right.
I don't think there is a thing.
That's the thing.
You know, when it's like Al Franken, there's a picture as supporting evidence. It's much more compelling than, it doesn't mean this didn't happen.
Right.
But, you know, him sliding his hand down her backless dress and resting his fingers in between her butt cheeks. How do you have the balls, Larry King, to do this? How do you know you should do this? She's married. She's a mom. She's 20 years younger than your old ass.
Who knows, dude? You know what? I feel like we're at a point now where there's not going to be a week that goes by where someone's name isn't going to be in the headlines for some sort of sexual harassment.
Yeah. We just had a few-day lull. I was surprised. It kind of got quiet, right?
I said a week.
Yeah.
I don't think we're going to go a week without somebody being named.
But isn't that sad, though?
Oh, absolutely.
It is sad.
Absolutely.
Because you wonder when it's going to stop, but you know this is only the famous people, and it's only the tip of the iceberg. All the unknown people who've done it, they're never going to be a headline.
But let me also say this. There are going to be guys named who haven't done anything.
Mm-hmm. It's got to, by the law of numbers, it's
going to happen. That's a fact. There are going to be guys named that, and I feel bad for the women. I feel bad for any dudes that get caught up in this stuff that don't deserve to be caught up because maybe they denied somebody's advances or maybe someone thought their relationship was more than it was and they can make this guy look like a douche. Or sue him or whatever, I think it's going to go both ways, and I think it's going to be bad for a while. Because they also, I was reading the paper today, and this guy might be in the perv pool only because somebody was trying to be funny, but Marshall Faulk got named.
Yes, he did.
In the NFL Network's widespread, according to this article, Marshall Faulk named in the NFL Network's widespread sexual harassment accusations.
Not to mention Donovan McNabb and Warren Sapp.
Also, oh, yeah?
Yeah, and two other guys I don't know.
Uh-huh.
Any of those guys in there?
One guy is Larry King. Marshall Faulk, I don't see here. I don't even
one guy's got Larry King?
Yeah.
Well, then he wins.
Do you have a winner?
I thought so. Then he wins. That's why I asked. I thought I had heard Brett mention him a while ago, and we kind of said, Larry King. I mean, but he's been around so long, and he does always have, like, a hot woman on his arm or a wife. You figure, all right, he might be one of those guys.
Ding, ding, ding. I guess during the commercial break, we're going to have to see what Oliveira was able to come up with for this dude. But
so all it counts is just accusations? That's it?
Well, that's what all of the... That's what everything is, right? Who's famous and in the headlines with accusations? That's what really our perf pool was about. And so who had Larry King?
Jimmy Smith.
Yay.
At Ace AD Studio.
He was my wide receiver for a while.
Congratulations, you perv, Jimmy Smith.
Well, Jimmy Smith's not a perv. Larry King is
apparently
the perv.
He takes one to know one. Just kidding.
He's an expert in the perv pool, is that what you're saying?
Just kidding. Congratulations.
Oh, good for him. He's the first one to get someone who's in the headlines. Oh, yeah, yeah. Don't you assume when you hear the headlines, don't you assume the guy's guilty? And then you go from there. Like, as soon as I hear the headlines, I'm like, oh, that guy too. And then I walk back from there like, oh, well, maybe he didn't. Ah, there's no, it's really he said you. I think we all start,
here's
almost start with guilty.
Three NFL Network analysts have been suspended after Jamie Cantor, a former wardrobe stylist at the network, filed a complaint against NFL Enterprises, alleging sexual harassment by several men while she was employed with the company. NFL Network confirmed the suspension in the suit filed in Los Angeles Superior Court. Names: Eric Weinberger, a former executive producer at NFL Network, and current president of Bill Simmons Media Group, as well as Marshall Faulk and Heath Evans, retired football players who provide on-air commentary for the NFL Network. So those other guys aren't named here. So I don't know if Donovan McNabb, whether he works, I think he might be a Fox guy. I'm not sure. Or Warren Sapp. I don't know what he's doing anymore.
Yeah, it says here the lawsuit also named several high-profile retired players from the league.
Okay,
and
yeah, yeah.
They were guys.
Okay, also named is another analyst, Ike Taylor, who the filing indicates sent Cantor sexually appropriate pictures of himself and a video of him masturbating in the shower.
Okay.
Oh.
Donovan McNabb, a former analyst, has also been included in the filing, so you are correct.
Oh, boy. What makes you think he could send that video out?
I don't understand.
I don't either. What guy thinks that that's the right? Especially when you don't have an established relationship you've been in for a while before you send a video of yourself.
Here's the deal. The men named in the suit are not included as defendants. What does that mean? So they're named in the suit, I guess, against the NFL.
But Marshall Faulk is really a defendant, but the rest are just casual mentions.
I don't know
how that works.
I don't know.
Marshall Faulk. But see, now when you have a lot of different guys... And the NFL Network jumps right in. You're like, man, it just sounds like, all right, I guess they did it. Because they're not fighting like, I should not be named in this. This is wrong. I did not do this, you know?
When could it possibly stop? Think about it. It's almost like never. That was my point. That's my point that I'm trying to make. I don't see there being an end. I also don't see there being... I also see there being more men who come out as being...
Harassed by men or women.
But yeah, that hasn't women. Has that happened yet? I don't think that's...
Yeah, that one dude,
Terry Crews.
Yep. Yeah. He's sued. He's really going forward.
Yeah, he's actually suing the agent and everything else.
Yeah, but it was another man that touched him, so it wasn't another woman.
Oh,
yeah.
Right.
But you know that there are women that are just as power hungry and nuts as the perp guys are, and you know it. I don't know. You said yesterday, which was to me funny. I didn't take offense to it or anything when you said you would, you know, walk naked or whatever through the 300 women and you know, close your eyes or whatever.
I would blindfold myself and walk slowly.
Yes, slowly. That's right. So is that how guys feel? Where these power? If there are women that have taken advantage of the situation,
I think
guys feel that way than women. Obviously,
I think where if a woman is not using a position of power over you, I wouldn't care. But if I had a boss who was saying, "Listen, if you don't do this, or you open your mouth and you lose your job or whatever the hell it is," that's a different ballgame.
Right.
That would get to me, you know.
If it's like the Weinstein situation, where it's like, "Listen, you're not going to get to do this." unless you perform in this office right now.
This is going to be awful.
That was Weinstein straight up like that.
What?
But like with Weinstein and from in my opinion anyway, like Larry King, a lot of these guys, they're just not the most attractive guys. So, and I'm not saying that to be rude. I'm just saying in my opinion, I don't think they're attractive. And this is how they tend, this is how they're getting the attention of women. If your boss was the exact same scenario, only she was hot, like super hot, do you feel the same way?
If my job is on the line or if I, let's say I'm married and I reject the advances and then I don't get a promotion because of it or something along those lines, you're damn right.
Regardless of how she looks?
Absolutely right.
Either way.
Doesn't matter.
It's
disturbing either way.
It's, although I would probably
put out for the promotion, but I'd be upset about it.
you'd be upset about
you'd
it.
Right.
You'd
shower.
Cry a little afterwards, yeah, yeah, wash yourself
and
off.
Honestly, feels so dirty. I got to wonder if I went to Nicole and I said, all right, listen, here's what's going on.
No.
But if I get this thing, they're going to syndicate it. It could be worth millions, you know. She'd be like, you get in there and bang that boss.
She would not. She would not.
I got to be honest with you, Monica.
No.
Yes, she would, right?
No.
Let me just say this. I wouldn't be surprised if she said yes.
Does it take the hotness out of it if you got your wife's permission?
Kind of like it does with the massage thing you got permission for.
Right, but does it take the... I mean, it's worth a lot of money. So that's kind of sexy. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a life change.
Oh, my God.
That kind of money is a lifestyle.
It's only sex mindset, like you have said in the past yourself? Like, would she say the same thing?
I think in that situation, yeah. She would be like,
so with sex, you go get that $1 million.
Go get that money.
You better screw
go get
your way to that $1 million.
Yeah.
What happens if like the boss was all extra kinky? It's like, you got to wear a diaper and say, gaga, goo goo with me.
Oh, yeah.
To get that promotion. Would you do it?
How much?
I'd say, do you have a pacifier in your desk? You know?
Shall I teeth on a biscuit for you?
Right.
All right, then.
You want me to pull the diaper off and crap on the floor? I got you. Can you wipe my coolie?
My coolie.
All right. Well, what did your mother call your butt when you were a little kid?
I think bottom.
Really?
Yeah, I think she said bottom.
Or proper.
But. Well, she had nothing but bottom. She didn't call it like your behind. But she did say your bottom.
Brett,
yeah.
Did you have a coolie?
I had a big old ass. when I was a baby.
Bro, bring your big old ass over here.
Bring that big old dunk over here. Bring that dunk over here.
You don't know? You didn't have a nickname for it?
No. Probably butt. That's about it.
You know what's funny? My dad's family, because they're Canadian, they have like...
Les butt?
No, like French-English words. And they call them fesses. They call your butt your fesses. Think about what that spelled like.
Feces.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
They call it your fesses. You want to spank it on the fesses? I'm like,
ew.
That's what they call it. I got used to it. That's what my dad and his side of the family would call it. Mom didn't.
He should have threw a stale Twinkie or a container of powdered milk at his face. Fesses.
How dare you call my butt my fesses?
You said coolie. Coolie's, I don't know.
Yeah, coolie's not that cool.
I don't know if it's, dude, it beats the word for penis my mother used. Oy. I can't say. I can't even.
Oh, you can't?
Oh,
no.
Man.
Well, I mean, I could say it.
Can you imply what it is so we can get?
No, I can say it.
Oh, legally,
FCC
we can say it?
FCC-wise, I can say it. Oh. It's just embarrassing.
Bill.
Nope.
You honker?
No. I could give you guys a month, and you would never come up with it.
Strongy?
Nope.
You're Johnson?
Nope.
Ding-a-lingo?
Nope.
Ding-a-ling.
Are we close?
No.
Just say it.
No.
You have to.
What letter does it start with? And we can figure it out.
You gabagool?
It starts with a P, and you still won't get it.
Prosciutto?
No. I'm trying to think of all the words they have italicized in the Godfather book. Paisan.
No.
Bring your little paisan over here.
No.
You Petey?
No. We got a break.
Petey's pretty good.
You would kill any of us if we weren't telling you this.
Hmm.
All right, I'll tell you when we come back. Mm. Let's do that. I will tell you, but I'm telling you.
A penis tease.
Here's what I know. Here's what I know.
If there's one thing he is a big penis tease.
This is not going to be one I'm going to live down for a while. Now, keep in mind.
Well, your mom called it. What's the big deal?
Right.
You can't help it.
Yeah.
You Pecorino Romano?
No. No. Strangely, I'd be...
wash your Pecorino.
I would be cool with that.
Pecorino, you wash your Pecorino Romano. Come on. Stop touching. No good.
Don't touch your Pecorino.
JR didn't say one word yesterday, and now all of a sudden, he's a laugh track with opinions. Right.
All right. We'll find out what the P word is for that his mom used to call it next. Roger and JP, 105 The Bone. Real Raw Radio. Break back. Before the break, we were talking about nicknames.
Were we?
That our moms used to call stuff. In my family on the French side, they call your butt your fesses, which is just
lame.
Kind of a dumb name for things. But right through the whole thing, my dad's sisters, brothers, the whole family, that's what they called it. I guess they got it from my grandparents when they came here and were not speaking much English. And fesses is like F-E-C-E-S. It's just like that.
All right, so.
So what does your mom call your,
it was my,
your penis?
Pepperoni stick.
No,
I guess
no,
prince.
No, no.
She called it your prince.
No. No.
She called it your J-Pito.
No.
Yo,
no,
no, J-Penis.
No.
No?
Because I wasn't JP at home. I wasn't JP right. until high school. Oh, I don't want to do this.
Yeah, you do.
It was... now, it was only my mom.
Uh-huh.
And when my cousins found out...
Oh.
It was bad.
How did they find out?
I was a little... I remember being very little and being at my cousin's. And for whatever reason, my mother said it in front of my cousins.
Yeah, you're stalling. No. Let's talk about your penis.
And the nickname by JP's mom, spoken so many years ago, was...
Pookie.
Not your pookie, your pookie.
Not my poopy.
Pookie, right.
Not like poopy.
But like pookie. Cookie, pookie.
Right.
Your pookie.
Yes.
Oh, baby.
Don't touch your pookie, John.
Right.
Stop
yes.
Stop touching your pookie.
Yes.
Oh, that weight was worth it.
Yeah, it was so worth it.
That weight was worth pookie. It.
Pookie? Does she ever explain where that came from? Did you ever ask her?
I never asked.
Too embarrassing.
No, you know what? I haven't thought about it in God knows how long.
Why would she say it in front of your cousins?
Because, well, dude, again, if I was...
You were little, right?
It's a very, very early memory. And I remember being at my cousin's house. I remember being downstairs in the basement because they had a craps table. And I remember seeing the craps table.
In the illegal casino they had running in their basement.
Yeah, well, whatever. And I just remember it. I remember her always saying that, you know, using that word to me. But that moment, I remember specifically, I remember that moment because my cousins would not let it go. Okay. And I remember getting really upset because I was little, you know? What's so funny? It's not funny.
She was like talking to your aunt, like about how I'm trying to teach him to pull his pookie through the zipper.
Listen, who knows what she said to some...
So he can go pee-pees.
Who knows what she said to... See... I wonder where she got it from because she didn't have any brothers and my father never used the word.
Right.
So where'd she get it from?
It was special for just for you, JP.
I guess
and
so.
And your pookie.
I know.
Does she have brothers? Maybe her parents used it, you know?
That's what I just said. She didn't have brothers.
Oh, she didn't have brothers.
She didn't have brothers.
She saw you sitting on the floor one day eating a cookie.
Hey, listen.
You touching yourself.
Could very well.
Don't touch your pookie. Stop eating the pookie cookie.
Listen.
And then all of a sudden, it's like chocolate and peanut butter together. And it became pookie.
I guess so. It could very well be. Honestly, I don't have the answer. I don't have the answer. All I know is.
That's a good question for her one day.
It's embarrassing. No, it's not.
Why? It's so long ago. I'd be like,
great question.
I just had this weird flashback.
I have so much other stuff from my past.
Well, there's so many questions.
That need to be dealt with before I get
before
to...
Before Pookie, that's a good warm-up.
You ease into it with Pookie.
Why Pookie?
Listen. I don't know. I don't know.
In my head, she said it all. Yeah, JP, let's clean your Pookie.
It could very well. Yeah.
Don't forget to clean your little pookie.
It's a cutesy little name. It could have been.
I mean, okay. You know, I don't know what else to say to you. Okay.
Maybe like Brett said, you were eating a cookie and you got it all over it, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
And it became a pookie.
I gotta clean your cookie off your pookie.
Smeared chocolate chips all over it. Like, what were you doing in front of that television? Like, she obviously didn't oversee you like a helicopter parent. She gave you time to eat the foot off a statue, so she might have given you time to smear a chocolate chip or, let's say, a Malamar with fudge on it all over your pookie.
We don't even know if she parented at all.
No, she parented. I remember being a teenager.
She definitely parented then.
I remember being a teenager, and her, like, so I had, like a split ranch kind of house. And so you'd walk in my front door. The kitchen was to the right. There was a set of stairs down to what wasn't quite a basement, because you can see out the window, but it was, all right, so there was that, and then to the left was the dining room. You walked up a flight of stairs to the bedrooms. I remember coming home and my mother sitting at the top of the steps waiting for me to walk in to smell my breath. I mean, often.
Yeah.
But I gave her reason to.
Sure.
You know, I gave her reason.
She cared. That's parenting.
Right. So she parented.
Yeah.
She would also go through my pockets looking for cigarettes. She would ask.
Again, giving her reason.
Right. She would try and smell weed on me, whatever it was. And I wasn't smoking pot at that point. She was on a game when she needed to be.
Yeah.
And then there were times where she should have beat the piss out of me and did nothing. Like the time I
just let it
drove
go.
Up to the senior trip with five guys and five cases of beer and got suspended and thrown out of school for three, four days, whatever it was.
Right, right.
Like, she should have did something. But at that point, she just threw in the towel.
Yeah, parents pick their battles. And that was a big one. She was like, I'm too tired.
Right.
That's just so big.
But I think the drinking stuff, I think, was like
junior
high school, maybe 10th grade, when she was really on.
So that was a big thing with my mom, too.
She was on her game.
Like, finding my brother. Like, she never would have found my brother's cigarettes or the Budweiser's, both in the golf bag, if he didn't give her a reason to search his golf bag.
Oh, he used the golf bag, too?
Oh, yeah.
All my cigarettes and weed were in my
golf bag in the closet.
Me, too.
And then he had a little sleeve. He had, like, three Bud cans piled up on top of each other in there. And if he didn't give her a reason, she never would have thought to even look there. But she knew he had to be smoking because she could kind of smell it. She knew he was drinking and he shouldn't be. And so she'd go take a look. He didn't have anywhere else really to hide it.
Yeah.
It was really it was easy.
I don't think my mother would have ever got to the golf bag. I know she didn't. Like, I know she never got to the golf bag.
Yeah.
But I had two, for cigarettes, I had two spots. I had my golf bag, and then I had my suit, my inside suit jacket pocket. Who the hell's going in there?
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Hide it in your clothing.
Right.
That's not
Kids, bad. If you're listening, it's a perfect spot to hide your drugs and your cigarettes. Just saying.
If you put if you sew the pocket shut, it'll be like it was never opened.
Right.
From when you bought the suit new, they'll never look there.
See?
And then you have a little place.
Right.
Brilliant.
And they say I don't do anything for the kids.
No, that was a public service.
And the community.
Roger and JP, the more you know.
I give back as often as I can.
That's what it is.
It's a warm, I give back. Fuzzy feeling.
Isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Like the fuzzy hair on a pookie.
Right. I didn't have any.
No peach fuzz?
Not when she called it a pookie.
No, the peach fuzz around a pookie?
No, I didn't have it until later on.
Yeah.
You know, it's
of course.
Funny, though. My son had a pimple on his head, like right over, you know, like right.
Oh, on his forehead?
On his forehead. And he had one, just one, little one, like over by the side of his face by his ear. I go, Joe, what's with all the pimples? He goes, I guess I'm going through puberty, Dad.
Oh,
and I'm
no.
like, dude, you're nine. You're not going through puberty.
Maybe he just started.
Yeah. He's
like, but not at nine.
Yeah.
Not for dudes. Well, not
know.
For boys.
No.
I don't know.
Girls, yes.
Boys like more like 12.
I think 13, 12. I was a late bloomer.
Were you?
Yeah. I don't think I went through it till at least 13.
Oh, wow. What happened before that?
Eighth grade into ninth
Nothing.
Grade.
Nothing. I told you the first time I saw a sweat ring, I thought I won a gold medal. You know?
Yeah, at that point, all your friends are going through it.
Uh-huh. I guess so.
So you can get zits pre-puberty. I guess you could. Why not?
It wasn't like, it was just like a little tiny, pimple on his head.
Would be funny if he did hit it early, though. His voice starts cracking. You're only nine!
Right. No, my daughter's circling. I know it's coming.
Yep.
I know it's coming.
She's not there yet, but you know it's...
No.
It's imminent.
Yep.
That's how it is.
Yep, and her friends are starting to get it.
Mm-hmm. That's the warning sign. As soon as she starts, or you start hearing about, guess who wore a bra? Her friend.
Or you guys are close, though, right? You guys are like have been always close.
My daughter and I.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know something? She's setting me up, though.
Mm-hmm.
She's been crazy affectionate for like the last 2 months. Like, out of nowhere, it'll just come and put her head on my chest or whatever it is. And I love it. Yeah. But I know it's because she wants a cell phone.
Really?
Like, she's trying to play it off like it's not. Because I know the minute I give her this cell phone for Christmas, it's going to stop. I know it. I know. I don't care that
that's
I'm,
what you
I don't
think it
care,
is.
Right now, I don't care why I'm getting it. I just love that I'm getting it. But at some, like, the minute I hand her this phone, she's going to stop.
So you know, I think it's because she feels herself getting older and kind of starting to, like, almost drift away from you. Like, it's subconscious. What? You don't really think of it. And she, like, wants to be a little girl again, but she's growing and she's moving on.
I don't think any kid thinks like
I went through that.
I don't think any kid thinks like that.
It's just like almost an instinct.
I don't think any kid says, God, I'm growing up. Let me go hug my parents.
No,
she feels a need to put her head on your shoulder because she doesn't do it anymore because she's a big girl, not a little girl. And so she does it because she's moving away.
If she is thinking that, then I'm doing a better job of parenting than I thought.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she might feel like conflicted. Like, she knows outside of the house, she ain't doing any of that. And she's just thinking about her friends. But she knows, she kind of maybe feels guilty or misses it a little bit. So she, like, while she's inside in the confines of the home, she's like, let me just get the loving too. Or she's just using you for a phone. It could go either way.
She doesn't even think it. It probably just happens.
Right.
You know?
No, she's using me for a phone. and my son, who's 9, still asks me every night to lay down with him before he goes to bed.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
And I know that's going to stop soon, but
I'm like treasure, that stuff.
Right.
You know? The best. Laying in Courtney's undersized little bed with my feet hanging off the ends, reading her books and dozing off as I'm reading.
Right.
I mean, at the time, I was like, oh, my God, I'm too tired to be doing this. But I look back on it like, that is treasure.
Right.
That's good stuff.
Now, Joseph, I'll say, get a book. He's like, Dad, I don't want to read. I'm like, okay. That's cool.
Let's lay here and talk about chicks.
Right.
But your daughter is still thinking she still has to work for the phone, though. She doesn't know it's a slam dunk.
That's what I think. I hope I'm wrong, but that's what I think.
She's definitely getting the phone. Did you already get it for her?
Not yet.
No.
No.
But she's definitely getting
it. But you are.
Yeah.
And then what will your son say? He's not that much young. He's two grades younger than her.
It's a year. You'll get it next year. One grade younger.
But what's he getting that's going to be the equivalent of a phone? Because you can't.
That's a good question.
Oh, you better start working on that.
He wanted
to get a phone?
He wanted that Nintendo Switch or something like that. And my wife was like, we should get it. I go, why? So you can take it away from him? It's going to be the first thing you take away. We always take away his electronics, and it's like cutting off an arm.
Great. Keep giving him presents that you can take away.
Right. You're going to give it to him, and by the time he opens it up, he's going to do something stupid that makes you take it away. I wanted to get him a go-kart. She wasn't down with it.
A go-kart, huh?
Yeah.
Let him drive around the one you bought for yourself.
He can't.
No.
It's too big. I wish he could, because he can then do driveways.
Soon enough. Teach him. Yeah.
He's too little. He can't. Yeah, he can't. It's too much. It's too powerful.
Oh.
That thing does almost 70 miles an hour.
Why? It goes 70?
67 I had it at.
Oh, my. What? Down your street?
Well, down on one of the side streets,
crazy.
Why?
67.
Yeah, it's got balls.
Yeah, but driving down those side streets like in a regular car is tough.
I got you.
And that big go-kart you have.
I just wanted to see how quick it can go.
Yeah.
And it went.
Got it.
You
okay,
know?
Yeah, bad idea. Don't have him.
Yeah.
He's right.
The size of that thing, too, I can hand him a Toyota for Christmas if that's the case. You know, if he can drive that thing, he can drive a Toyota. It's the same size.
What is this?
And Nookie. As close as he can get.
Just like Pookie. Hey, I think about the day.
These guys are like a little bit of a guilty pleasure for me.
Sure. Who are these guys?
Limp Bizkit.
Oh, Limp Bizkit.
Hey. 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 Never enough to get me to wear a red Yankee hat, though.
No. Like.
Should I be feeling good? I know that's a stock of the neighborhood.
What does it say, Nookie? Oh, this is the one with down with the nookie.
Okay, I can't look at
that.
I can't.
I'm surprised that you like this, JP. This is not anything like what you like.
It is when the guitar kicks in. See?
Right there.
Roger and JP, 102.5 The Bone, Real Raw Radio.
Richard, your mom slam dancing to Pookie. To Pookie.
Roger and JP on 102.5. You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.